They happen every semester, and yet you may have never seen one. And we're here to help change that. Hi, I'm Ellen Farrow, coming to you from the box office to share what's on stage, what's happening behind the scenes, and all the latest River Campus activities. The Conservatory of Theater and Dance performs two major dance concerts each semester. And unlike their musical and play counterparts, the dance concerts are a little more of a mystery to the audience. Whereas play titles let the audiences know what's in store, Fall for Dance and Spring into Dance give little more clue than, well, dance. That's because the programs feature a wide variety of styles, songs, costumes, and choreography. If you're thinking, a dance concert isn't for me, well, you don't know what you're missing out on. Dancers and choreographers work throughout the semester to perfect nearly a dozen pieces, performing anything from contemporary to classical, the latter of which faculty member and choreographer Alyssa Alger says is key for the students.
For Fall for Dance, we like to set several different works. A lot of original choreography is being set. And one thing that we find really pertinent to our dancers' training is giving them the classical repertoire from the ballet realm.
If the classical is not your cup of tea, it's just one of many offerings to take the stage. And Alger says seeing the work come to fruition is more than worth the price of admission.
At the end of the day, for me, point blank, I just want to see them enjoying and performing it. So we put all of that work in the studio, and we're grinding our teeth and we're pushing through. And then on the stage, that's your chance to fly and release and enjoy it. And it only happens once.
You'll have the opportunity to see Fall for Dance November 15th through 19th. For tickets and more, visit rivercampus.org, and I hope to see you soon at the box office.